Talks are taking place to form the world's fourth largest car maker. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Fiat Chrysler and the owner of Peugeot this morning confirmed they are in merger talks, which could create a combined company with a market value of $47 billion and bring brands like Alfa Romeo and Jeep under one roof. Shares of Peugeot's parent jumped 7% in reaction to the news. It's their biggest rise this year. David Bailey, professor of business economics at Birmingham Business School, explains why a tie-up makes sense.
Fiat have been looking for bigger scale, and they've been lagging behind, particularly in terms of spending on research and development, as the industry transforms into electric, connected, autonomous vehicles. Peugeot have cash, they've been looking for partners, and they're looking to get into new markets around the world.
As you say, this is the second time Fiat Chrysler has tried to merge with another automaker. Talks with Renault collapsed earlier this year when the French government quashed the proposal. What's the likelihood this one, too, could get shot down by governments or regulators?
Certainly governments will be involved. So the French government is very interventionist compared to, say, the United States. So the French government not only owns shares in Renault, but also Peugeot, around 14%. It will have concerns about preserving operations, jobs and technology in France. Equally, the Italian government are likely to be involved, and they will be concerned about maintaining capacity in Italy. At the same time, I think governments will be aware of the need for scale in the industry. And the French government, I think, will look at the possible deal and think, this could get Peugeot into the United States.
So you think this gets the green light?
I think this is much more likely than the proposed tie-up with Renault. But the devil is in the detail. It's not a done deal yet.
Car sales globally have been slowing. Will we see more merger attempts in this industry?
Yes, we will. We'll see more merger attempts and also more tie-ups. What we're seeing is markets either stagnating or in decline at the same time that car companies are having to spend much more on a transformation towards the new technologies, including electric vehicles. Companies need scale in order to get the money to spend on research and development. So that is what is driving this.
David Bailey from Birmingham Business School. Thank you.
My pleasure.
As the auto sector consolidates amid slowing sales, another player in the transport sector, commercial aviation, is grappling with troubles of its own. Boeing is working to get its grounded 737 MAX jets back in the air, and though Airbus has outpaced its rival for jet orders this year, it's still struggling. The BBC's Lucia Santarelli has more.
This week, Airbus landed one of its biggest ever deals. Indian budget carrier IndiGo ordered 300 planes worth more than $33 billion. But that sales order appears to be a singular bright spot in a grim-looking market. In their results today, Airbus cut its full-year delivery and free cash flow goals. Along with a drop in third-quarter sales revenue, Airbus also admitted to further production delays for its new A321 plane, which goes to show the European firm hasn't gained a huge advantage from Boeing's 737 MAX problems. I'm the BBC's Lucia Santarelli for Marketplace.
Airbus shares are slumping nearly 2% in European trade. As investors digest a slew of other earnings results, let's do the numbers. Germany's biggest lender, Deutsche Bank, posted its second straight quarterly loss as the company continues a major restructuring. But its Swiss rival, Credit Suisse, reported an increase in profit. Poor performance in investment banking and its Swiss universal banking divisions, though, helped send shares down 2%. Overall, European markets are slightly lower, while stocks in Asia ended the session mixed. And amid growing concerns our technology could have the capability to spy on us, Facebook-owned WhatsApp has filed suit against an Israeli surveillance company called the NSO Group. It's accused of helping government spies break into 1,400 phones belonging to diplomats, dissidents, journalists, and officials on four continents. NSO strongly denies those allegations. If you haven't already, it's time to break out those pumpkin carving tools and get your hands deep in pumpkin guts, because tomorrow is Halloween. The question is, aside from roasting those seeds, which I'm a sucker for, what do you do with all those stringy inside pumpkin bits? The BBC's Deborah Weitzman found out how some of us on this side of the pond are making our jack-o'-lanterns go a bit further this year.
More and more of us are going batty for Halloween. This year, we're expected to spend over $37 million on pumpkins. But while we've inherited the American art of carving pumpkins, it seems we are less likely to cook with them. Each year in the UK, around 18,000 tons of edible pumpkin are binned.
Yeah, that's enough to make pretty much everyone in the UK a bowl of pumpkin soup.
That's Tessa Trix from the environmental charity Hubbub. I wanted to find out how to make my pumpkin go even further this Halloween.
So we've just attempted to carve a pumpkin. The eyes are a bit droopy. We've got all the pumpkin guts here, which are tangled with pumpkin seeds, and it doesn't look very appetizing.
Well, you can make the most of every bit of this pumpkin. You can eat the seeds in the middle. They're really packed with zinc. The stringy bits make a really nice mulled wine. If you put them with some sugar and some spices in a bowl, you can make your own pumpkin spice latte pretty easily.
With over a quarter of all Halloween pumpkins ending up in a landfill, one company on the other side of London is getting crafty with this year's waste.
Hi, I'm Deborah. I'm here from the BBC.
Oh, welcome to Brewdog Tower Hill.
Brewdog is teaming up with Toast Ale, whose head of global partnerships, Chris Head, joins me over a pint.
Toast Ale, we're a social enterprise. We've been brewing for about 3 years. All of our core beers we brew by replacing a third of the grain with surplus bread. Do I crack a can open?
That's nice, Chris. So I've heard you're going to be concocting a very special potion this Halloween.
Double, double toil and trouble is what we're calling it, a Belgian-style double. It's going to be a really sort of sweet, warming autumn ale done using surplus pumpkins, so we're deliberately doing it after Halloween.
So where will you be collecting the pumpkin waste from?
We're going to go gleaning, which is basically where you go stomping through a farmer's field in your wellies, and they let you take away any fruit and veg that they're not going to sell. If part of the pumpkin's good, but the rest is a bit rotten, we'll be using the good bit, and we'll be roasting that in the oven first before putting it into the beer.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So think twice before ditching your Halloween pumpkins. You could be missing a trick or a treat. In London, I'm the BBC's Deborah Weitzman for Marketplace.
Ooh, you can't find much pumpkin beer this side of the Atlantic. I'll have to hunt one of those down. In the meantime, let us know what you do with your pumpkin guts. We're at the hashtag BBC Marketplace. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.